RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
And what a weekend of sport it was. At 7.37, it's good morning to Darren.
Yes, absolutely. Mental weekend of sport, Audrey. And what a finish to the US PGA Championship last night. Justin Thomas, he came out of nowhere to win the second men's major of the year. He actually started the day 7 shots behind the leader, but was the one clutching that Wanamaker trophy at the very end. So how did he do it? Well, first of all, he finished himself with a 3 under par 67. So he got to 5 under par and he was level with Will Zalatoris. But by the time he was signing his card, he looked well out of contention because Mito Pereira, he had one hand on the trophy, one hand on the title as he stepped up to the tee box on the 18th. A par would have sealed the win, but what did he do? He double bogeyed, absolute disaster on 18, found water with a desperately dreadful tee shot, just looked like he was so nervous. That opened the door for Thomas and he sealed the win in a playoff against Zalatoris. What about the Irish? Well, Rory McIlroy finished 8. He finished 8th on 2 under par, birdied 4 of the first 5 holes, looked like he was really motoring, got to 3 under par, but instead of building on that, he managed to go backwards as such, dropping 2 shots on the last 13 holes. Seamus Power got a top 10 placing, we're going to hear from him in a moment, and Shane Lowry ended the event in a tie for 23rd. But let's hear from Seamus, just his second major and another very fine finish. He's been speaking with Greg Allen.
Overall, I mean, obviously that's a good week. I mean, I said only my second major, but obviously if I'd been in position starting today, you would have higher hopes. But you know, I didn't play my best today, and then on everything on top of that, it was like top 10 all said and done. I can't complain too much.
So when you started off on that first tee and it's the final round of a major, you've got a chance of actually winning. You're on the fringes of contention or in contention. What were the nerves? What were the feelings like?
I felt really good. Like I had four really nice shots in the first. I thought I'd made the birdie putt and it just slid by. So it was kind of nice, and that was kind of gives you a little bit of confidence. It's just, you know, last year I've been in like some sort of contention like regularly enough, and it definitely helps in a situation. It is something to lean on. I know they haven't been majors and stuff, but you learn a lot, and you still kind of, you know, learn some things that's going to make you just a little bit calmer, a little more confident standing on that first tee.
70 in the final round in Augusta, hugely satisfying. 72 in the final round here with a chance to win must be very satisfying, but you must have learned a huge amount over the last two majors.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's two solid starts, and you know, hopefully, I think with world ranking wise, like, this should get me in the next two majors as well, so you know, something to look forward to as well.
Satisfaction, the most telling feeling that you have right now?
Yeah, I think like once, you know, after a couple of hours, you're obviously disappointed with coming off the course immediately, but overall I think I look back and I'm very satisfied, you know, getting a top 10. Get a top 10 anytime you play, it's going to be good in a major. It's obviously just going to be a little bit better.
Yeah, well done to Seamus. More from the golf a little bit later on. Great excitement here in the Morning Ireland studio this morning, because a little bit later on we have the first round of the football qualifiers. This is the new condensed qualifier system, and the teams we have in here, Mayo, Louth, Armagh, Monaghan, Cork, Clare, Tyrone, all Ireland champions, remember, and of course Meath. They will all learn their fate. It's an open draw, and we have that coming up just after the news at 8:30. The Munster Hurling Championship was wrapped up yesterday, and the third and final qualifying spot went to Cork. Pretty straightforward in the end. They beat Tipperary comfortably in Thurles. Waterford also exit the competition along with Tip after a very heavy and surprising defeat to Clare. The Cork manager is Kieran Kingston, and he sounded pretty relieved after it.
Yeah, job done. Obviously, after the first two games, getting out of Munster was a challenge in itself, to say the least. And it's great to get out of it. Two games doesn't make us a consistent team either, and certainly one didn't last Sunday. Like, we know how important last Sunday was, because obviously it was back to the wall, lose or out. And today we approach it in exactly the same way. Knockout game, as far as we're concerned. And this is not in any way saying what have we done? We've got out of Munster. That's it. That was our objective, was to get to Munster final. We haven't done that. We get out of Munster. It's no more than that. And we're certainly going to get carried away. We're delighted to be still in the championship in the All-Ireland Series. We're not in the Munster, as I said. We are delighted to be in the All-Ireland Series, because it didn't look like it a couple of weeks ago. And we were, I suppose, the obituaries were written for the whole group. So that's great. But look, we've an awful lot to learn and a lot to do.
Yeah, two wins on the bounce now. They're making steady progress. Offaly beat Wexford in the Tailteann Cup. Armagh beat Donegal after extra time to win the TG Carr Ulster Ladies Football Final. Kelly Mallon scored a goal 90 seconds from the end and it managed to get them a 1-point win. Manchester City won the Premier League title. Dramatic 3-2 victory against Aston Villa. They were actually two goals down and scored three goals in the 76th, the 78th and the 81st minute to seal victory. It's their fourth title in 5 years. Liverpool finished runner-up, point back following their win against Wolves, 3-1 win. Let's hear from Pep Guardiola, who's been heaping praise on Liverpool, who he says pushed them all the way.
The magnitude of the achievement that we have done is the magnitude of our rival. Our rival, I never see something like that. Liverpool make us stronger and win the Premier League is, I think, let's not say it's more important or less important than Champions League. I'm not saying that, but it's the most honest. Because it's not fake. To win the Champions League is because you have been the best. Because everyone had good moments, bad moments, injuries, suspensions, personal problems with the players, many things. And it's the humble one, the honest one. That's why we are incredible, satisfied and happy.
Yeah, well done to them. Tottenham got that final Champions League place, 5-0 win against Norwich. Burnley relegated, lost 2-1 to Newcastle, while Leeds beat Brentford 2-1. And finally, Homeless Songs won the Tattersalls 1,000 Guineas for Chris Hayes and trainer Dermot Weld.